Chesterfield has actually spent much of its past just a heartbeat away from headlines.
Just a few days before they settled in Jamestown, people came up the James River looking for other options.
Diane Dahlmeyer at the Chesterfield Historical Society.
And they didn't choose Chesterfield, they chose Jamestown, but we all know that wasn't such a fortuitous decision, was it?
So we missed out on the first colony thing, but there was other stuff.
This is where we had the first coal mines. We had a gravity-fed railroad taking coal from Midlothian down to the James River. We had the first hospital in America. We had the first institute of higher education was planned. Many firsts in America happened right here in Chesterfield County.
History has always helped define who we are and why we are, and there are stories, good and bad, that we need to hear.
And around about 1933, they established an AACP chapter in Chesterfield County that had its meetings at Kingsland School.
84-year-old John Harris is remembering when the NAACP came into the county and into harm's way.
But on the other hand, you had terrific amount of disturbing factors, such as the Ku Klux Klan at that time, calling for us to stay out.
John is a reminder that during the lifespan of people still alive today, we have seen the entire spectrum of the civil rights movement in America.
My father was very reluctant to discuss necessarily the matter of segregation and discrimination until we were about second year in high school. And of course, then he would explain, because you understood why you had to go all the way to Petersburg, for example, all the way to Hickory Hill, when there were schools right at your feet.
John is part of an oral history exhibit opening at the Chesterfield County Museum February 5th.
Our mission is to inspire the collection and preservation of an expansive archive depicting the rich history of African Americans in Chesterfield County.
Cornelia Owens Good, chairperson of the African American History Committee of the Chesterfield Historical Society.
They told us lots of stories about the times of early education when growing up in a mostly rural and segregated environment. And they told much about their families and community life and military service and their chosen fields of work.
This is the first public exhibit of some of the interviews the committee has recorded to date. Artifacts depicting the era and culture of these African-American elders will also be included.
It is at 6813 Mims Loop, which is right next to the County Administration Building.
Diane Dahlmeyer.
The hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. And the admission is $2.
Most places, with their eye on the future, invariably look to the past for reaffirmation that they came from great people with great stories. In Chesterfield County, that's not a stretch.
They persevered, and through their prayers and persistence, they were able to survive.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.